You are watching a master at work.
True Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Truth Nation, as always, you can call in or text in on today's conversation at 833-212-1017. Always watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure you give us a like. Make sure you give us a subscribe as well. Today, I'm so happy to be joined again by the wonderful, the legendary, the historic, the incredible.
Historic.
Come on now. You are historic. The historic. That voice we all know. All she had to do is laugh and open up her mouth, and y'all already know who it is. It is the lovely Miss Bailey Coleman. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
It is always my pleasure, Kyle. It was my pleasure to fill in for you a couple weeks ago, too, while you were on assignment.
Yeah, on assignment in New York. I never told people what happened in New York. It was a good time. Maybe one day I will, maybe one day I won't. it was fabulous.
And you see, I see Sherwin has a whole police escort.
Just now?
I'm just kidding. He had a whole situation up in here today, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding, Sherwin. Don't come back in here.
I was going to say, did the police just come get Sherwin? Again, this is Truth to Power. Shout out to Rhea Riley holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Shout out.
What up, y'all?
Hey, girl.
And shout out to you, Truth Nation. So what we want to jump right into today is that there is not so much breaking news, but updates when it comes to the Maxwell Anderson murder trial, as he was sentenced today for the murder of Sade Robinson.
He sure was.
And the news today that we want to reflect on and talk about, because this was an impactful case that, you know, it shocked a lot of people in the community due to the details, the gruesome details that came along with it. Sheena Scarborough, shout out to her, the mother of Sade Robinson, who I spoke about earlier this week, how I understand that this is a traumatic situation that she has to go through.
Oh, yeah.
But I was so proud of her last week. She went up to the Capitol in Wisconsin, and she was partnering with representatives to try to push for a better alert system for when black women go missing.
Right.
And so making sure, not sure how far it will go, but bringing awareness to it.
Yeah.
And the fact that so many African-American women go missing. Mm-hmm. It is great that she's bringing awareness to it and taking her tragedy and her pain and trying to turn it into something positive for others so they don't have to deal with that. But with the news coming out, just want to let everybody know what the update is. And so the update is Maxwell Anderson was convicted of killing and dismembering Sade Robinson last year while they were on their first date, and today he was sentenced to life in prison.
No possibility of parole or anything like that.
So he will spend the rest of his days in a prison. Bailey, what is your reaction?
You know, my reaction was, first of all, I was proud of Sade's family. Her mother spoke And she gave him what for? I was just like, girl, go on, say what you got to say. Her father spoke as well. And I was really, really proud of her little sister because she really brought it home. That little girl made me cry. I was like, she got me right here. Because you know what? She really just brought it home, I think, for the entire family. And it was very difficult understanding that she's a very shy person, you know, and really looked up to her sister and really depended on her sister. And it was wow.
And what you just talking about that, like, imagine a sibling, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine having a sibling and, you know, not having that sibling, which a lot of people have to go through now.
Yeah,
imagine,
yeah.
You know, I know you've talked about, I believe, have you lost any siblings?
Yeah, one of my brothers.
And so, mm-hmm. And you know, I'm assuming it happened probably a little older age.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so with that, but at that point, usually in life, it's like, okay, you've lived your life, something happened and things like that.
Right.
Well, you're talking about a 19-year-old, right?
And 16, her sister was 16.
And so the thing is that you don't imagine not growing old with your sister, right?
Exactly.
Or your sibling. And so for
exactly.
her at this young age to have to face that the person, like you said, she looked up to
mm-hmm.
was not only died, but was killed.
Was killed.
Was
and
murdered.
In such a heinous way.
Yeah, that's just mentally destroyed. Like the trauma that she has to go through. And now she has to go the rest of her life without having her big sister. Like that is traumatic.
And
absolutely.
Imagine
traumatic.
This. And this is something that they kept stressing when, because I watched the whole sentencing from beginning to end. And they kept stressing the fact that they don't have her head.
It's hard to fathom.
It really is.
It's extremely hard to fathom. And in court today, as Bailey talked about, the mother of Sade Robinson, Sheena Scarborough, she said, "You plotted and you planned to kill my daughter and scatter her around Milwaukee like pieces of trash. How dare you?" She said, "You're a coward and my daughter is a hero." And she is absolutely right. And it is just
100%.
It's just traumatic. And so 833-212-1017, we're reacting to the sentencing today of Maxwell Anderson, who is the murderer,
mm-hmm.
the convicted murderer
yes.
of Sade Robinson, a young 19-year-old black woman who went on a date with Maxwell. He plotted to kill her, and not only did he kill her, he dismembered her body and spread her body pieces across. Heck, they even found stuff in Waukegan, I believe, Illinois.
I got to tell you, though, how that judge broke it down, sliced and diced him metaphorically. The way she broke down that case, it was something to behold, because she read him. And she broke it down so much to talk about, you know, you looked at it and then she said, you know, now let's really look at it. And this man has lived a life of privilege from his family, you know, being wealthy and him literally being able to get away with whatever by lying and blowing it off. And, you know, and getting out of so many different cases, you know,
yeah, he's a sick individual. And that's one thing that we have to understand is the mentality of individuals. That's why nepotism, and that's why never really having to work for anything. Or that's why when you fail is one thing, and you're a parent, Bailey, and I know you love your son. Dear.
Yeah.
It's one thing to let your son or let your child fall, but then be there to pick them up so they can learn from it and they don't have to suffer from it, but they learn from it and
right.
you teach them how to be better.
Right.
And it's another thing to never let them fall. And when they do fall, they do something wrong. You just say, we can throw money at it or we don't have
they
to worry about
they
it.
They think they can't. Yeah.
Because it makes me think about Brock Turner, who was the swimmer who I believe attended. He went to a school on the West Coast
mm-hmm.
and he raped a young woman at a party outside of a trash can. And
wow.
he raped her and he got couple months in jail or he got
yeah.
or because they said that they didn't want to ruin his life, right? He didn't have to. Brock Turner couldn't go to jail. He went to Stanford
mm-hmm.
and they didn't want him to go to jail for a long time because of the fact that they didn't want him want to ruin his life, right?
Wow.
But that is the mentality of protecting some of these white wealthy folks. And I'm so glad that the judge today that you spoke of, that you just talked about, the judge, circuit court judge Laura Crivello, I'm glad she was able to read him, and I'm glad she
yeah.
was able to let him know that he ain't getting your privilege can't get you away from this.
Exactly.
Sentencing him to, again, he will never be eligible for parole, ever.
Yeah, he said he's going to appeal his case. He said he didn't do the crime. I'm like, whatever. Keep your appeals going on or whatever. You're not going to,
Yeah, and it is crazy. So 833-212-1017. If you have any comments or thoughts on the sentencing today of Maxwell Anderson, who was sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole, 833-212-1017. You can always call and text in as well if you would like to join in, or you can go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube, and get in the chat.
You know what's interesting? I was as I was watching it, they were alluding to several different things. I didn't watch the trial, and I just hit the headlines, but there are so many things, like for the fact that he's been in the county jail since all this happened. He hasn't actually been in prison or nothing yet. So, and he's been in the mental ward.
Ain't nothing. Listen, he was strategic. He ain't mental. Yeah. Ain't mentally wrong with him. He's just a sick person. There's
exactly.
sick people out there that allow some of his thoughts to turn into what his actions were. So he's an evil individual.
Oh yeah, and his attorney was trying to get him off. He was saying, "Oh, well, you know, he does have some mental issue, this and that."
Everybody got mental damn
wait
issues.
Wait a minute. You should
hell,
have the
I
judge.
Got some mental issues.
Look, the judge said, "Well, you know what? We asked him if he had mental issues and he said no."
Oh, well, there it
and
is.
And then you know, we see this thing from the military. He got booted out of the military for some trying to attempt, allegedly attempting to kill himself. So she was like, so, okay.
Too late now.
Yeah,
too
exactly.
Too late.
And the
now.
Way his father came up in there.
Oh, his father spoke?
His father spoke.
Well, he spoke for leniency? Or he said his son
he
didn't.
You know what? I'm going to keep it real with you. He wasn't really asking for leniency. He said, you know, his son, that Maxwell had given a plan to better himself, you know.
Mm.
And his dad said, okay, well, we love you and we're going to stand behind you on that. And hopefully, if you get out, you'll be able to put it into practice or something along those lines.
It sounded like he knew his son was guilty.
He
seen enough evidence to know that's my son. My son is a dang fool.
He didn't say it, but it was definitely, you know, and you could tell he was hurt not only by what his son did. He was hurt because of the whole situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, what do you think when you're a parent and you raise someone that does something like that, you got to be thinking I failed.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I would love to think that I would do a much better job. But 833-212-1017, this is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace, and I am joined today by the wonderful, legendary, historic Bailey Coleman.
Historic.
And Bailey, you know what we're
legendary.
Doing today?
What are we doing? We giving away some money, Kyle?
We give away some money. You got to stay tuned in all day because it could be at any time. It could be at 12:45. It could be at 12:55. It could be at 12:25. It could be at 12:15. It could be right now. But we going to give away $5,000, but you got to keep it locked in order to win your
$5,000.
What would you do with 5 G's?
Okay. First, I would shout out my church, make sure I pay my tithes. But then I got some people I owe a couple dollars to, few bills here and there. You know, I'd handle it like that. So what would you do with $5,000? I mean, $5,000, you know, I would treat myself to something, maybe a massage or something. That would probably be, but I would mostly.
$5,000 massage, would, baby. Oh, big
no,
bucks.
No,
she
no, no.
She talking about massage.
No, 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 no.
I'll be getting the thousands, a whole bunch. Without $1,000, what the hell? I'll get a whole bunch of them.
Just one. I told you, I got bills to pay. I got people to see.
I'd invest it. Put it in the market. The market going to be down a little bit because of these tariffs. It's going to bounce back.
Shout out to the siblings. You know, we was talking about siblings.
Oh, y'all, yeah. I mean, I would hope your siblings know 5,000 can't stretch around.
It's
a couple of y'all. It's a gaggle of y'all, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a whole group. And we have sessions.
Yeah, it's a
whole group.
You only get about 500 a piece of them.
Look, no.
If you split it like you was told to. But again, 833-212-1017. At some point during this show, we will give away $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. And remember, you have to be locked in and listening in order to win. Because if we call you and you do not answer, we're going down to the next person. So make sure you are by your phone, because at some point I'm going to give away with Bailey Coleman $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. It can happen at any time in the middle of the show.
It could happen right now.
It could, but it's not.
Oh, okay.
But y'all got to keep it locked to find out when. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls, and we'll continue conversation. And we also want to talk about what happened in Milwaukee last weekend and what's been happening in our community. And on Wednesday, there was a meeting between the Common Council and the Milwaukee Police Department discussed about what could be done to curb some of this violence and these crazy acts that are going down in Milwaukee. And as we get ready for another weekend where the weather's going to be pretty decent, ain't going to be hot,
right?
But you're going to have some sunshine, and it's another weekend. State Fair has arrived.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about whether or not what we expect to see this weekend. So make sure you keep it locked in 3 minutes. Yes, in 3 minutes, we will have more conversation talking about the city of Milwaukee. I'm Kyle Wallace, and alongside me today is the wonderful Miss Bailey Coleman, and this is Truth to Power.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming live to you from the American Family Insurance Studio. I am joined by the wonderful Miss Bailey Coleman.
What up, Kyle?
Nothing much. Just really excited for us to be back here. And again, like I said, this is Truth to Power, and at some point we're giving away that money. You know what?
Yes.
Should we do it now, Rhea? Should we go ahead and do it now?
Oh, see. I love it. Woo. We about to give away some money.
We about to give away some money here on the One Call. That's all. Gruber Law Offices 5K giveaway. Now is your chance to be our 5K winner. But I am going to call the first person. So I'm about to call this number here now.
If you qualified, go to your phone now. Yeah, make sure you at your phone.
Oh, you hear it.
I hear it. I hear you, Doc. Ooh, that.
Ooh. Uh-oh. I done hit an extra number.
You hit an extra number?
Let me start over. Okay. Let me hang up. Let me hang up, Truth Nation. I done hit
please
an extra
number. Please check the number and call again.
Please check the number and call again. All right, hold on. Wait a minute.
Get all the numbers all now. Right.
Here we go. There it is.
Oh.
There
okay.
It is. My finger didn't slip this time. I'm a little nervous, Truth Nation. Let's see. Let's see if it goes out. Let's see what's going to happen here. I hope it's dialing out. It's spinning. There it is.
There we go.
There it is. Come on now. Answer the phone.
Hello?
Hey, is this Carolyn?
It is.
Hey, Carolyn. How you doing today?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. You sound real pleasant. What if I told you you just won $5,000? What would you do?
I'm going to buy my nieces some school clothes.
You going to buy your nieces some school clothes? Because guess what? You are the $5,000 giveaway courtesy of Gruber Law Offices in the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Congratulations,
yes.
Carolyn. You just won this.
Congratulations.
Shmoney.
Woo! Shmoney.
How you feel, Carolyn?
That God is good all the time.
And all the time, God is good.
You ain't never lied. So you said,
yes.
Now, Carolyn, when you called in to try to get entered, did you think you had a chance? Were you trusted in God to help you win this money?
I did.
Okay.
I really did.
All right.
And so what are you going to do with this $5,000, Carolyn?
Like I said, I'm going to buy my nieces some school clothes because my nephew just passed away.
Oh.
So I'm going to get them some clothes.
Aww.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And you know what? God's timing is always on time.
Yes.
Is it not, Miss Carolyn?
So it is. It is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, I hope you're going to treat yourself to something nice, too, Miss Carolyn.
I'm going to do my grandbabies them, and that'll be enough for me. This is so wonderful, because I was just laying here thinking, I need to send my niece some money, because they're going school shopping on Saturday.
All right, now. All right, now, Miss Carolyn. Now, what station, what award-winning station just made you the Gruber 5K giveaway winner?
101.7 The Truth.
I know that's
yes,
right.
Ma'am. Thank you, Carolyn. Somebody will be reaching out to you and contacting you today about that money. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
If God don't do it, it won't get done.
That's crazy.
I know that's right.
That's crazy. She said, I was laying here thinking, oh, I got to send this money out. Mm. And look at God.
Look
at what
God.
The random number thing will do.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Hey. We didn't pick it.
No, I go in and I just say, doo doo doo, and it says, all right, here's this number,
there
here's
it
that
is.
Number, there it is. So congratulations to Carolyn on being the 5K giveaway winner. Go ahead, play that Money, Money, Money song, because we're going to take a break real quick. And guess what, Truth Nation? Y'all going to have a chance. It's going to start back up again. Gruber Law Offices ain't going nowhere. The 5K giveaway ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
And if you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, y'all know who to call. Make one call. That's all to Gruber Law Offices.
Yes.
Because not only can he help you win $5,000 with 1017 The Truth,
yes.
If somebody sideswipe you,
uh-huh.
If somebody run into the back
yes.
of you, if somebody hit you from the front,
woo.
If somebody tried to do something crazy to your car, all you got to do is make one call. That's all to Gruber
one
Law
call.
Offices. And he going to get you money. Like he got me money.
Yes, he got you money.
Oh, he got me a lot of money.
He got you a lot of money?
Tax free.
All right now.
Tax free.
All
I said,
right.
What?
Yes.
I said, Gruber, you gave me how much?
What?
I said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, you did.
But when we come back on the other side, we are going to have a conversation about what is happening in the community and give an update on what happened at the meeting on Wednesday between the Common Council and the Milwaukee Police Department. And as we head into the weekend, do we feel like the police in the city are going to get it right to ensure the community safety? This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls, with our guest co-host today, the wonderful Miss Bailey Coleman. We'll be back in 4 minutes talking about Milwaukee.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 101.7 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Nizir Spencer. MLB trade deadline results are in for the Milwaukee Brewers, and the first move is send pitcher Nestor Cortez, minor league infielder Jose Quintana, and cash to the San Diego Padres for outfielder Brandon Lockridge. In the second move, the Brewers got two currently injured pitchers from the Arizona Diamondbacks, reliever Shelby Miller, who's expected to return this season, and starter Jordan Montgomery, who's out for the season after a Tommy John surgery. Brewers look to take on the Nationals Friday evening at 5:45. The Milwaukee Bucks tease the comeback of the Cream City jerseys, and the Green Bay Packers family night begins Saturday, 5:30, with warm-ups at 7. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams, member FDIC.
It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation, please join us at our third annual Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 23rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Riverside University High School right here in Milwaukee. Admission to the Truth Family Fest is absolutely free and a great place to have fun while celebrating with family and friends. There will also be amazing, great music and the opportunity to win some big prizes, including backpacks for the kids. So make sure to save the date for August 23rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Riverside University High School. Truth Family Fest is presented by Crash Course in U.S. Cellular and also sponsored by Milwaukee Area Technical College, Landmark Credit Union, U.S. Bank, Milwaukee Public Schools, Gruber Law Offices, Big Frog Educators Credit Union, and Riverside University High School. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 the Truth. And I am Kyle, the host of Truth to Power. And with me is the wonderful Bailey Coleman. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. We just gave away
$5,000. $5,000, Kyle.
And now we're going to talk about what's happened in the city of Milwaukee. Now, Bailey, I'm going to play a clip, but we all saw what happened these last couple weekends in Milwaukee.
Right.
We've seen the tragedy that has occurred in our community, the fear that is now in our community, and the fact that, to be honest and put it quite frank, Milwaukee is unsafe in downtown.
Yes.
I mean, some people might say that's a little dramatic, but that's not.
No.
When people are getting shot and killed on basically drive-by type shootings and multiple people getting shot, when people are getting ran over by cars in downtown Milwaukee, when bullets are flying through the air in downtown Milwaukee, that is not a safe environment. Would you want your son to go to downtown Milwaukee?
No.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, I'm like, no downtown Milwaukee, no here, no there. It's a limited spots we go.
Yeah,
right?
And so I'm not, listen, I'm getting too old
and
to be around kids anyway.
He old.
but we ain't doing all that because it's just not safe. And on Wednesday, there was a meeting between the Milwaukee Common Council and the police department here in Milwaukee to discuss solutions on how we can have safer streets. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. So you can listen to an update on what occurred. Yes, on what occurred during that meeting Wednesday between the Common Council and the Milwaukee Police Department as they are looking for solutions on how to solve the problem on Water Street. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube or turn up your radio so you can listen in here. The story from WYC.
Pathetic. That is how one alderman is describing today's emergency meeting called to address the recent uptick in violence in downtown Milwaukee. Over the past several weeks, seven people have been shot, two killed right along Water Street.
12 News' Kendall Keys is live near Water and Highland. And Kendall, city leaders say they were hoping for some solutions. Instead, they heard from the chief of staff that the department is just struggling with staffing right now.
Right, Blake, and documents 12 News obtained highlight the problem. We learned just three officers were assigned to patrol all of downtown Sunday night. Milwaukee police tell me they're investigating the, quote, staffing failure, and at today's emergency meeting, it became apparent police staffing is a citywide issue. Downtown gun violence, triggering an emergency Common Council committee meeting Wednesday.
What we've created is a mini deer district, which is basically the fear district.
The popular stretch of bars along Water Street suddenly at the center of numerous police investigations. Earlier this month, someone shot five people, killing two outside Element nightclub. And just this weekend, two separate shootings injuring two others near Water and Knapp Streets. City leaders asking MPD to explain how they plan to tackle the spike in crime.
We are doing the best that we can with what we have, but we have to keep in mind that we are stretched thin.
The police chief not in attendance. His chief of staff pointing to staffing shortages. 12 News obtaining the department's scheduling document for Sunday to Monday. In the overnight hours, midnight to 8 a.m., the lineup shows three officers assigned to patrol the entire downtown district. One of those squads scheduled for just a half of a shift. Another assigned as a hospital guard, not on patrol. The union outraged.
District 1 third shift had two people working. Is that enough for all the residents that live downtown in the third ward?
Milwaukee police say they'll add more patrols downtown starting this weekend.
That's going to flood the zone. By what amount? I mean, double the current staffing?
I won't be able to give you those numbers as far as, because that's operational. Yes, yes. But I will say that we will have additional officers from other districts that will be dedicated to downtown.
Alderman Robert Bauman, who represents the downtown district, left the meeting unimpressed.
Pathetic. They're basically saying it's hopeless. They can't, human behavior, lack of resources. They can't fix the resource problem overnight. They certainly can't fix human behavior. And basically the message was the situation's hopeless.
The situation is hopeless again. Thank you to WISN 12. Bailey, what is your reaction to that?
Well, first of all, you got a whole downtown and you got three police officers and what is that posted up at a hospital?
Three police officers. Plus, on top of that, as they said, you have two other officers that need to be patrolling the rest of downtown.
Wait a minute. I know that's not what's going on during Bucks games. I know that's not. I know for a fact. Hey, let me tell you something. And wait a minute. What about St. Patrick's Day? Have you guys ever come downtown and been on Water Street on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, maybe they're just bringing extra resources to bring them in at that time. Bucks game, 19,000 people in flux. St. Patrick's Day, I'm sure 1,000
people
in flux.
You got a whole downtown that you're about to lose. A whole downtown.
Who do you blame for this?
I blame the police department in the city. You got to do better.
Really?
You're making an investment. Now, the mayor going out here, and he's talking people into bringing their businesses down here.
That's the truth.
So you have to be able to have coverage on St. Patrick's Day. You know, they have the pub crawl. And see, this is my thing, too. This is happening on the east end of Water Street, where all the quote-unquote urban clubs are.
Well, I mean, this past thing happened on the main one.
Okay.
This past one happened. Well, it happened. They was twerking. They was at the headlights, twerking at the red lights.
Okay.
On the main street.
First of all, it's
moving all over. And that's my thing is, for me, Bailey, when I look at this, right, and I see the calls, is that, yes, I believe there are a lot of people that need to accept accountability and blame for this. First and foremost, I think Robert Baumann, an alderman of downtown Milwaukee, is absolutely right. Human behavior is something hard to change. Police can't change people's human behavior.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what they do on those days?
What is that?
On those St. Patrick's Days and stuff, when they have those pub crawls, you can't move on Water Street.
That's true. They do block it
all quite a bit. The police department, every so many feet, got a car and a cop and another car and a cop a little on the next corner. You can't move down there. You cannot move.
No, it is hard to move. But again, so what we're saying is that we need to, and I'm just asking,
okay,
is that we need to have the same resources,
yes,
every Friday
and
Saturday, every single week. Because, I mean, when I used to go down there, I feel like back in the, 2011, 2022, 23, around that time, 11, 12, 13, 14,
okay,
15, I feel like there were a whole bunch of police that were down. Remember, I saw Dr. Ken down there before.
I mean, how can you tell me you only got 3 cops?
I mean, see, that is egregious. And maybe they were all they didn't say this. The resources might have been at Brady Street. But I do believe that this is poor planning. But, Bailey, they said they're down 250 officers. And they don't have a contract right now. So they're down officers. So they don't have people, which is crazy to me, because the whole thing with Scott Walker was the fact that you didn't have to live in the city of Milwaukee in order to be an officer. So that they got rid of the residency law.
Right.
So why can't they attract more officers?
Well, now this is another part of the contractual thing, saying that the Milwaukee police officers aren't getting paid as much.
Listen, let me tell you something. Milwaukee police officers are doing just fine. They're making good money. I think the starting pay is like $60,000 or something like that.
This is according to a story that I heard on Fox 6. But I think they're like within $5,000, right? They're like their starting pay is like $5,000 lower.
The officer recruit is $47,000. They probably need, and salary increases upon graduation from academy. Your salary increases to $63,500. The maximum salary you can make is $84,000, and I'm sure that's before that, and then that doesn't include overtime.
Right.
So I mean, most of these people are making $63,564 once they go into the force and they graduate from the academy. Which to me, that's good money. Like teachers. Teachers ain't gonna make so much money. They ain't gonna make so much. And $84,000 to be a police officer. And trust me, I wish we could pay them more. But the only way you can pay them more is taking more tax dollars.
That's true.
That's the only way you pay them more.
We short in that
area. So 833, it's a hard thing. You want to have better teachers, but you don't pay them enough. And yes, again, I know everybody should get paid more. Yes, everybody should get paid more.
Yeah.
But that's not the reality of the situation. When you choose to do the role, you can't be choosing it to do the money. When you're a public servant, you're not doing it for the money. So yes,
you got to get your side hustle on. These are side hustle jobs.
I'm not saying we shouldn't pay them more, but I'm saying I don't want to be taxed more to pay them.
That's
and they have
true.
To understand that they went into this role just like public defenders.
They knew what it was.
You know what it is. You know exactly what it is. Maybe that's why we don't have as many officers, because people don't want to risk their lives.
Yeah.
I'll say this before we go to the phones. I know a dude who is an officer for MPD. I know MPD officers and some suburban officers. Mm-hmm. And I said, why in the world would you choose to be part of MPD? Like, if you can go work in a suburb somewhere and make just about the same amount of money, and all you doing is busting up drinking parties and kids smoking pot versus having to run towards gunfire, I'm choosing that. I'm being honest.
Right. I get it.
So
I would do the same.
833-212-1017. Al, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What are your comments on the emergency Milwaukee meeting that was had by the Common Council in Milwaukee Police Department this week?
Well,
First of all, Cavalier Johnson should have came out and said, I'm going to start locking up them babies who's uncontrollable like crumb snatchers, so get a lot of jobs because it's going to be a lot of tickets. Number two, they drag their feet and let it get out of control. And number three, now they're trying to get out. Now they're trying to move things fast because it's affecting the whites. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to mess that money up tonight. So now they're going to take every opportunity to rape the bank accounts of the whites.
I do find it. When it was I do find it interesting that it happened at Element, like Bailey was saying on the east side.
Yeah.
And there was a response more from the community, but there wasn't a response of an emergency meeting.
Right.
I understand that, but see, it's messing up the money for the whites.
Yeah.
Because remember, when it's black and it's violence, we going to stay silent. Because it takes 365 days to fix reckless driving. But when it was with the whites, they shut that down within 6 months to a night.
Thank you.
This is all there.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate the singing and the sound. What's your reaction to Al?
he's got his point. I think he's right. However, I still think that, you know, there are things that they can do right away. Now, you know, I had a little stint in New Orleans. I was there for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And Water Street is our Bourbon Street.
It is, but it ain't nothing close to Bourbon.
It ain't, but, you know, they got a lot of crime, right?
New Orleans does.
But you know what they do on Bourbon Street? And this I hate, because you can't drive. You can't really drive around Bourbon Street sufficiently, right? You can't.
That's why I can't believe somebody got on Bourbon Street and drove and was able to run people over.
Well, they went up on the sidewalk. Now, you have to, first of all, they have these barriers that they put up, and they're like steel things, but they're the type of barrier that you can put up and take down. All of them aren't permanent, right? So that person came around, you know, one of the non-permanent ones and got through, and that's how that happened. But they need to do something similar here. Okay.
833-212. I feel you. We're going to get to that. 833-212-1017. We have Al in Sherman Park. You said this is a result of defunding the police?
Remember 5 years ago when they had defund the police painted on the street outside City Hall, and then someone changed it to defend the police, and they got all upset, and they changed it back to defund the police. And we've been talking doggedly about the police and talking about all of the incursions that we need to make upon them doing their jobs. And we were 200 down then, and Barrett didn't want to fund or put 200 officers. He was just going to leave it with the 200 officer deficit. And here we are today with the 200 officer deficit. Now, when I talk to young people who wanted to go into policing, they're going out to the suburbs where they get paid more and they just write tickets. They don't have to get shot at. We got to do something about our attitude. We sound schizophrenic. One moment we want to get rid of the police. We want to pull all the police resource officers out of school. And now we let this craziness go on and we let the kids get wild with the hands off attitude that we think, oh, these poor little children, they're so innocent. They shouldn't be subjected to the police and the way the police will treat them. But now they're out of control. And now you want the police to do more.
When you say now, you think this out of control is new? I mean, kids have been out of control shoot since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But you say now, you think it's just elevated at this point, or when you say now, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pull your programming and how you talked about the police all through the 2020 season.
Doggedly
you guys talked about them.
I still believe that we need to reimagine the police force. I still stand behind that. I think that the police force here in Milwaukee is always, of course they're reactionary, but the way that they over-police, and you can look at the statistics, the way that they handle some of these cases, the way that they handle African-Americans as well, that needs to be updated. I have people mm-hmm. that have unfortunately had to deal with the negativity of police officers all due to the color of their skin, where it was one black person around a lot of white folks and they only singled out the black person. So, Al, I believe in the police, but I also have to say you do believe and understand that there is some racism and some bias in police officers. Don't you believe that?
Here's what I know. In 2020, I worked in homelessness and hunger.
I'm going to ask you a quick
question.
And
a lot of these people.
Wait a minute. Is there bias in the police, yes or no?
There may be some bias.
833-212-1017. We got to get to Miss Sandra. Miss Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What are your thoughts on this conversation?
Hello. My thoughts is, number one, when they always bring up George Floyd, when the march was on Defund the Police, they wanted, the police to be reorganized. But the thing is, we saw with our own eyes, 4 police on that man, and they choked him to death. That's the president. I don't see them doing no white man like that. Mm-hmm. And when they shoot at black men, they're running, they shoot them in the back. You know, I mean, I think they're on what they call it, a get rid of us episode. Because this man said he wants the country all white. So anything could pass. A lot of police, it was in the FBI report, a lot of the police are KKK, Proud Boys and stuff. And you see these ICE people, they don't show their face. What is that about?
Okay.
We need to see some faces. We need to know who's doing all this arresting.
That's ICE.
So my thing is this, Truth Nation. Listen, I don't want to make this about whether, you know, about defunding the police or ICE or the police. I want to focus on the city of Milwaukee.
Exactly.
Because the problem is, when we're trying to have a conversation about Water Street, we want to either defend the police or we want to try to attack the police. Let's talk about how we can come together with a plan, right?
Yes.
And so the whole point of what, Bailey, you can go ahead and continue talking about, you were talking about what's happening on Bourbon Street, but we're trying to look for solutions, right?
Right.
And so we can say that the police, you can be mad at police, but let's talk about how we can actually ask the police for something to get this right.
See,
and how can we help them get this right?
And here's the thing, you know, the reason I say Bourbon Street and maybe we should look to them, maybe our people should get with their people and find out what are they doing that is helping them, because it's not willy-nilly all the time down there. Yes, that guy got through and drove through and all that. We know about that. But for the most part, they have it in check, right? And I know for myself, because I've been there plenty of times, you know? So the thing is, we have to find solutions. And if we don't have, you know, if we're short 250 police officers, okay, well, look, let's work on finding those and find out what else we can do.
Absolutely.
What else can we do to make it right? What else can we do to make it better? Because if we do nothing, one thing's for certain, it's going to keep going on.
Do you think it's going to be safer this weekend? Do you think what they're trying to implement now, because what they're implementing now, according to Police Chief Jeff Norman, is that they're just going to have more of a presence down there. Do you think more of a presence is enough to curb some of the nonsense that is happening in Milwaukee and downtown Milwaukee?
Well, I mean, they need to do something. So if that's what they can do, then that's what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they need to stack it up like they do for St. Patrick's Day,
mm-hmm.
and do it on the other end of the street this time. You know, maybe you circulate and rotate if you ain't got enough people.
I feel you. 833-212-1017. We're taking your reaction to, as we head into this weekend, did the Milwaukee Common Council and the Milwaukee Police Department do enough to make you believe that we will have a safer weekend this weekend, but for the rest of the summer, for the rest of the time in Milwaukee, with some of the strategies that they have? Or do you believe they need to do more? 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts. Thank you so much to Al from Sherman Park, and also Miss Sandra. I appreciate y'all calling in. Got to keep it focused and locked in, because we ain't got a couple more minutes here. But on the other side, I'm going to ask Bailey for her solutions, and I'll share my solutions as we look to try to find a way to make Milwaukee safer downtown and anywhere around the city. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace, with our guest co-host, Bailey Coleman.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and the Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
1, 2, 3, ho!
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm Kyle Wallace, the host of Truth to Power. You can always watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That is 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. And we're talking about the problems that we have here in the city when it comes to the violence that we're seeing on Water Street, the gunfire that we see on Water Street, and the fact that The Common Council had finally had enough, and they called for an emergency meeting with the Milwaukee Police Department. And from that, they said that they're just going to have a more of a police presence, more man and woman power in that area. Do you believe that is enough, Bailey Coleman? And what solution do you have?
I think it's a Band-Aid for right now, and that's okay. They need to do something. But I also feel like people in cities that have similar areas in their downtown like this, they need to consult them, especially bigger cities.
You should contact
New Orleans. New Orleans is not bigger, but they have a bigger attraction in their downtown, in their area, right? So they need to consult them because there's a lot of things that they do out there that we just don't do here.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I don't think you even got to go too far because I know one thing is contact your older person. So whether it's older man or older woman, contact them. Mm-hmm. And just any idea that you have, if it's a good idea or a bad idea, don't matter. Just send some ideas and be part of the solution.
Yeah.
That's what they're there for. They're not there because they don't know everything. And so for me, like, I think something they should do is they should think about having paid meters at night.
Yeah.
So right now, meter parking in some places in Milwaukee ends at 6.
That's
most
a good idea.
Six.
You know what? They shouldn't have any parking on Water Street at all.
Yeah, I mean, that might be that. I mean, at that time of night, maybe that's the
no
solution. Because I know they stretched the zone out previously before where you couldn't park much on Water Street. And where you can park at, I think there should be surge charge prices where you're paying $5 to $7 per hour.
Yeah.
And if your car parked on the street, and 2 a.m., you cannot, and it's only, you only park for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And then at 2 a.m., your car get towed.
And you
that
know what
you
else?
You got to be out of there right away.
You know what else? All that hanging out the car, hanging your behind out, twerking and all that. Ticket here, ticket there, ticket.
I agree.
Ain't old enough, ticket the parents.
No, I agree.
Oh,
is that,
there'll be an uproar about that.
But
one.
No, because you gotta start hitting people's pockets. And why I say is if you don't want to pay for the meter, maybe you Uber there, right?
Like, yeah.
Everybody has a solution, right? But the problem is that at the end of the night, when we get to 1:30, 1:45, 2 o'clock, when people are outside mingling, that's where a lot of the bad things happen.
Yeah.
So that's why I say at 2 a.m., if your car is parked out there, that means you know.
Yeah.
At 1:50, I need to start getting to my car.
Yeah.
Because my car going to be gone if I get there at 2.
Yeah.
So we got to find a way to decrease some of this violence and have people going home. Have security checkpoints when they come downtown where you come downtown, your car, you know, hey, we may search cars. And that's for everybody. Ain't a white, black, Hispanic, Asian, that's everybody. And I honestly think that, as you talked about, there used to be something called Freak Fest in Madison.
Yeah.
And so every about Halloween, they had this festival. And I remember going there when I was in college, and it was all fenced off. And in order to get inside of that perimeter, I had to go through security checkpoint. Maybe we need to think about having security checkpoints all up and down water, shut down that street for traffic, and just have security checkpoints where people have to come in, because we have to find a way to curb this violence. And it's going to take an investment. It's going to take mind power as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much, Bailey.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I appreciate you. Maybe I can get you in later this month, for sure, in September.
Oh, yeah. Definitely September.
And thank you so much to Truth Nation. I hope y'all have a safe and beautiful weekend. Enjoy the weather. Make sure you hit up Black Arts Fest. The Truth will be there. Make sure you hit up the United Negro College Fund, UNCF Walk Run. I'll be there. The Truth will be there as well.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to come out.
We got a lot of stuff going on. We can't wait to see y'all there this weekend. Be safe. The Tory Lowe Show is up next. Peace out. I will see y'all next week.